and we're back here on Dave and Jim's Rock and Roll Hour. No, I'm kidding. It's in focus here on News Radio KMAN, talking in studio with Manhattan Area Technical College President Jim Jeanette. And we did talk a little bit in the last hour or the last segment about rock and roll, hence my little joke there.
Rock and roll's a good thing to have. It's always going in my office, so.
Yeah, maybe we should change the bump up, make it a little more heavy.
I'm not sure. And I am looking forward to the movie in a couple of weeks coming out, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Mm. Oh, yes. Dave's been talking about that quite a bit, too.
It's going to be on IMAX here.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm thinking I got to put it, let's see, I can't do it on the 3rd. I got an event on the 3rd. Can't do it on the 2nd because it comes out on the 2nd.
Right.
Because I got a basketball game, so I'm going to try to do the Sunday IMAX, but I got to look at the Chiefs schedule.
Don't stop me now. Making stupid puns. I'm sorry.
I saw that.
I apologize.
That. Yeah. Anyhow. No need to.
Yeah, let's get into some statistics here.
Okay.
Forbes has recently rated Manhattan Area Technical College as on their list of top 25 trade schools.
Right.
You were number 23.
Number 23. There was actually three Kansas tech colleges on the list, which was great. North Central Tech at Beloit and Salina Tech and us. That rating came out of the blue. We had no preview. It was coming. It's fantastic. And the real story was Forbes rated these trade schools, tech colleges, on how these are the ones positioned to help address the skills gap in the nation. And again, that relates back to our mission and what we do. Auto tech, auto collision, nursing, welding, HVAC, et cetera. And then we look at the emerging areas. Like I said, we call it critical environments in the animal health corridor because that's so important to this region's economy. And everybody focuses on the top end, the research scientists, the vet scientists, and they forget if you don't have the right tech people, I call them engineering techs, to help the engineers make sure those labs run safely, it doesn't matter how good the research is. If the labs can't function right, you got no lab.
Exactly.
And that's why one of the reasons tech ed is such a hot topic right now. They finally realize, oh, yeah, you guys are what makes everything work. And that's what we do.
Oh, yeah.
My dad was an eighth grade dropout. He was a handyman. He could do everything. But he looked at his three kids. He said, you're all going to college. You're not going to work like I do for a living. Almost every day I wish I'd learned what my dad knew. Because if you put a power tool in my hand, you probably should call 911.
I'm probably in the similar side of things. Yeah.
There's a financial services company called Wallet Hub, and for the last 3 or 4 years, they've done a rating of about 800 community and tech colleges every year, and they look at cost, student success, meaning their academic performance, and then job placement. And we've ranked high every year, but this year was our highest rating. We were number one in Kansas out of the Kansas colleges that they ranked, and we were number 20 in the nation. And again, it's nothing I'm doing. It sounds good. I like to take credit for it, but it's what my faculty and staff do with our students, and that's what we're about. So those rankings, they're good to use. They're also yesterday's news. What are we doing today? Well, and again, our emphasis, what are we trying to do? Today, for instance, our automotive tech program has its accreditation visit. We're getting ready for accreditation visits in dental hygiene and in nursing coming up in a few months. We have an accreditation review about our assessment program next fall. And what a lot of people don't realize, as a small tech college, we have all those issues, but all those things on accreditation reinforce our quality.
Yeah.
And so it validates what we're teaching students, the skills they take into the job, the value they have to the employers. And again, that's our bottom line.
And I guess recollect. Maybe that's the bad word. We'll see. We'll see how it flows once I actually get the question out there. Seeing three Kansas Tech colleges, you know, your college, and then you have Central, and you had Salina. What does that kind of say about the state of trade education in Kansas?
Well, there are six tech colleges in Kansas, and then many of the community colleges have some tech programs. It's unique is the word I call it. And I worked at Emporia State University when I started in this business years ago. I worked at Neosho County Community College before I came up here, and now I'm here. So I've had experience at all the different levels. And they're all important, but the tech colleges, I can objectively say, are the best return on investment, but also the least supported. So it's kind of a catch-22. In our case, we are a public accredited technical college, but we have no taxing authority. I don't want it, okay? because it comes with too many strings attached. One of our big benefits in this area is that we are lean, mean, fast, and flexible. We're always resource short. I won't say poor, but we stretch every dollar into three and a half, like a business does. And that's what I try and tell folks. We have to run like a business. But our $6 million budget every year, bulk of that is payroll or local purchasing. So it's a direct return on investment. We graduate an average of 400 students a year. It's not a huge number. But half of those stay in Gary, Riley, and Pottawatomie County and go into the job market. And again, their average salary is $45,000 a year. Run the numbers. Then the other half of our graduates tend to stay in Kansas. Very few of our students go out of state. So that return on investment is like $3.5-$4 to $1 in terms of we're putting out people paying, getting jobs, getting paid salaries, paying taxes.
Yes.
So we are the best pure clean investment. And that's why anytime anybody can donate to our foundation for scholarships or help us out with equipment, it's a direct investment that's going to come back many times.
And I feel like that's a very integral part of the whole equation, I guess, that they're staying here.
Yeah.
You know, with a lot of universities, it's kind of hard to tell whether people are going to stay here once they graduate. Job opportunities pop up across the country. Maybe you're going to take advantage of it, especially if you have a PhD, a master's, or even necessarily a bachelor's degree. And that might be true in a lot of cases in trade schools as well. But to have the numbers you do, that shows a lot of local economic impact.
And part of it, as a tech program, our students are either in an internship or a clinical experience with a local employer, a regional employer. If they're any good, guess where their first job offer is coming from? Yeah.
You guys.
Yeah.
All right. I think we're just about out of time. Any last topics that I didn't touch on that you want to go through real quickly?
Well, again, we encourage people, if you haven't been out, come out for a tour sometime. We're very busy with tours, a lot of high schools, other things. We're working with Job Corps, I mentioned. We're working with a lot of the different companies. We're just glad of what we do, proud to be a service around here. And if anybody's got extra money they don't know what to do with, we have a foundation. We'd love to have that contribution.
Oh, yeah. Jim, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
All right. And that's it for today's In Focus. If you missed any or if you just want to check out the whole thing, newsradiokman.com is where you'll find it. Go on down to the on-demand section and look for In Focus. So, all right. Thanks and see you next time.
Queen, BTO, the Doobie Brothers.
Grateful Dead.
Early on, one of my favorite groups was Three Dog Night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, and it's a different genre, I guess you could probably say.
I got to go to the last Kenny Rogers and First Edition concert.
Oh, my.
And they did some psychedelic rock. Do you remember the song? I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
And that was considered psychedelic at the time.
At the time. Take care, Dave.
All right. Good to have you in, Jim. Moving up on 10 a.m., Chamber of Commerce from Manhattan going to be here joining us tomorrow. Not sure who yet, but somebody from the Chamber will be.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your coaches. This is their home.